Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Be sure to tune into Jamming with Juice this Thursday at noon as they will be broadcasting live from the brand new Midtown Tsunami Express Car Wash located on Fond du Lac and Capitol. This will be a great opportunity to watch Carrie and Ben Jamming do their thing live. Also, to celebrate their grand opening, Tsunami Express is offering free car washes. Man, I need to get out there. Yes, you heard. That's right. One free car wash at Tsunami Express between Wednesday, August 21st and Sunday, September 1st. So be sure to join Jamming with Juice this Thursday from noon to 1 as they broadcast live from the Tsunami Express Midtown Car Wash.
And at Old National Bank, they know there's nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they developed the Empowerment Loan Program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. Good morning, Truth Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. One of our listeners, Gene, says, spot on, 100% DT. My daughter is a multiracial young woman whose greatest aspiration is to become president, and I am so thankful for the representation that she's seen on our YouTube message board, which you definitely want to subscribe to right now. Rachel says, this is the America I want to live in. I feel cautiously hopeful. I am waiting for the Republican surprise. I could listen to Michelle Obama's speech on repeat for the next 75 days. Show you right. Show you right, Rachel. I sure could listen to Michelle Obama's speech over and over and over again. Now, Telly. Okay, so can I, this is Truth Be Told, right? So can I just tell my truth really quick to get your reaction?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like the Obamas, as they were preparing their speeches for last night, I feel like former First Lady, forever First Lady Michelle Obama was like this. I'm grieving. My mother, Marianne Robinson, just passed, who was, we all know her mother was everything. I mean, her mother was basically the caretaker of Sasha and Malia in the White House when former First Lady was in office with President Barack Obama. I feel, Telly, that she was like, I ain't playing with y'all. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm not going to go up there and give some one, 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 and yeah, I'm going to go out there and demonstrate what leadership is about and what this country is lacking in terms of coming together as a country. Because she did not give us a motivational speech. She gave us clear, concise instructions. And she also told us that it's okay to make mistakes. And most importantly, we having a good time tonight, but it's about to get real. Those are the three major takeaways that I took from Michelle Obama last night. And when I tell you, Telly, I've never seen such leadership, excellent, extraordinary leadership demonstrated by a former First Lady, or for that matter, anybody in the Democratic National Party in a long time. Michelle Obama was not playing.
Nah, she was
not playing last night.
I'll be honest, DT. I wasn't shocked at all because she pretty much met what has become expected of her. She delivers greatness every time she's in one of those forms. And she delivered once again. What she said was very powerful and had an impact. Her words were very impactful. But I could... A lot of times I try to find the humor in everything. And the first thing I was thinking when she was going, I say, oh, boy, we better make sure that Melania isn't listening because she going to be saying the same thing in about a month.
But you know what, though? And that's why, but that's a great point, Telly, but that's exactly why I love what Michelle Obama did. Because if Melania Trump tried to do what she did during the last convention, Melania Trump does not sound like that.
Because
exactly. Michelle Obama, she got real Southside Chicago. She was like, I'm not playing with y'all. Now, if you did not hear the speech, we're going to play a soundbite from this speech. And, you know, former First Lady Michelle Obama, who is a highly educated former administrator of Chicago hospitals, she graduated from Ivy League. She is not one to play with. She is intellectual. She is also very real and authentic. And last night, she made the country remind ourselves about the power of hope in this country. And she also turned some heads, because I know I was like, oh, there is some shade coming from former First Lady Michelle about former President Donald Trump's famous black jobs comment. Check this out.
For years, Donald Trump did everything in his power to try to make people fear us. See, his limited, narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who happen to be black. I want to know, who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Well, come on, somebody. What? Mic drop.
Yeah, that's using his own words against him. And so there is no rebuttal when someone says that. When they waited to the perfect time to use that. Like, they didn't say anything about that up until now. I mean, maybe amongst their own friends and stuff, but never anything publicly until now. What a way to save that as your, no pun intended, Trump card.
You know, we talked about the power of putting things in your back pocket for later. I am telling you, Michelle Obama last night, she was like, I'm done playing games. And you could tell that she is still very upset about how former President Donald Trump talked about her and her family, their identity, their competencies, and just the verbal attacks day after day after day about who she described as the love of her life, the 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama. And just to recap, during one of the sessions that Telly, our very own Telly, was attending, the National Association of Black Journalists had their conference a couple of weeks ago. And during the NABJ, former President Donald Trump said that immigrants in the U.S. were taking black jobs. And this comment has drew widespread criticism. You've got memes, you got all this stuff. And that was it. I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back for former First Lady Michelle Obama. And she was like, during this speech, I am not playing with y'all. I'm not singing songs. We're not going to do no kumbaya. We're going to get down to what has to happen. And I love the fact that Telly, I don't know if you heard this part or not, but she said, oh, by the way, I don't want to hear nobody talking about, well, Kamala Harris didn't call me, so I ain't going to vote for her. And she was like, we're not doing that. Yeah. It was so real and so just, I was like, thank you. That is what leadership is. Leadership is about being transparent. It's about, yes, providing guidance and instructions as Michelle Obama did, but it's also telling your team, we're going to make mistakes. And this, as former President Barack Obama said last night, this is going to be an uphill battle. We have to be prepared to fight, because while we're having a good time, you know, tonight and then tomorrow, The Republicans, oh, they are preparing for
a very
big battle.
Yes, they're doing something. And if that's the thing that you have to worry about, when someone is very quiet, that means they're up to something. It doesn't mean they're just sitting back and taking all of these punches that the Democrats are dishing right now. So I think they did an exceptional job. Both the Obamas just really stressing how you gotta continue to fight. You gotta continue this race all the way to the end. You can't just be excited today and it's trending today and then next week, you know, this enthusiasm goes down because the DNC isn't going on. So, and carry this momentum to November. So I feel like they really did a good job of saying, okay, this is cool, but we still got work to do.
Absolutely. And I know we're going to get into President Barack Obama's speech as well. Let me ask you really quick. Telly, did you see Wisconsin's roll call last night?
I missed it, but I've heard a few things about it.
What did you hear?
They ain't good.
So should we obey our grandmothers, and if there's not anything nice to say, don't say anything at all?
Well, I mean, some people like myself may not have heard it. So, hey, we got to talk about it.
Governor Evers, now you and I go back. I am a communication coach, and I'll leave it at that. That's all I'll say. But I do appreciate the fact that Wisconsin had a lot of great energy. I saw our Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley. Everybody had their cheese heads on. I saw Marcelia Nicholson, our Common Council. Is it chair supervisor? Chairwoman? She was looking gorgeous, looking energized. Governor Evers, call me.
Well, Ben,
call me.
Call me,
brother.
Say you got it, Ben.
I got the clip.
We got to play
okay
for the people.
Let me keep my opinions to myself. We'll just play it. Yes. Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. This is a soundbite from Wisconsin's roll call last night during the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Announced that Wisconsin passed one vote present and 94 votes for. Let me go in here. Former Wisconsinite. Former state. Oh, my God.
We love you, Dirty!
Woo! 94 votes. Four. I'll get there, Jason. I'll get there.
Y'all go to YouTube and look at Ben Jammin's face.
Vice President and our next President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
My God. Yeah. The only thing I can
say. No, keep going. Governor Evers, website is www.realcomcoach.com.
Did he hit a dispensary once he got over to Illinois? Or did he take a sip? He sounded like he took a sip of that yak.
All I'm going to say is this. One of my friends and I were watching the convention. See, Telly, you didn't provoke me now. I wasn't even going to say this. He was like, who is that?
Don't worry about it. He couldn't say it either.
He goes, who is that? And I said, that's the governor of Wisconsin. The governor? I was like, that is our leader.
Now,
listen.
He gonna have to come out like Biden did and be like, look, I had a bad day. I had COVID, y'all.
Benjamin. Let's play it one more again for the state of Wisconsin. The listeners, the viewers.
Oh, God.
Let's play it. Yeah, I know. Let's just play it.
Because
I don't look. I seriously was like, do we want to address this? Because this is our governor, but this is truth be told. This is the truth. So, Ben, can we run it back? Here we go.
To announce that Wisconsin passed one vote present and 94 votes for Roe. Oh, where are we at? Gotta be going here. Former Wisconsinite. Former state. Oh, my God. President and our next president of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Now again, I have the utmost respect for Governor Evers. I really do respect our governor. But again, Governor, call me, okay? 414, call me right now. Good morning, John. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment, John?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My comment is that I'm just thinking back to Michelle Obama's moment where I just felt like her speech was in that moment that you just addressed a moment ago, where she had one of those auntie moments where she was sort of directly or maybe even indirectly or directly addressing some of those Harris skeptics, where she said, this is the time and this is our time to stand up for what we know in our hearts is right. And then she said there is no other choice other than Kamala Harris, and that sitting back waiting on the Harris campaign to specifically call you. There is no time for that foolishness. I think she was talking. I think we know who she was talking to with that one. And I think that was felt across Black America.
Mm-hmm. John, can I just underscore what you just said? Because again, that's the type of leadership that this country needs. Not only do we address the yes we cans and the hope and the freedom, Michelle Obama, she straight rolled up her sleeves and was like, look, this is what we're not going to do. And to John's point, she was talking to us, John. I'm so glad that you said that. She was talking to us. Because how many times, Telly, have you heard one of your aunties or one of your uncles be like, well, they didn't. Remember, I told you my dad, he told my mama, see, you didn't even get an invite to the White House. You was over there doing all that grassroots canvassing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, John, thank you for bringing that point. We cannot allow personal. This is not about us.
No, that's real.
For real, like for real Black folks, this is not, well, they didn't call me or I didn't get it. And I'm talking to myself too, because I'm guilty. I've been like, well, you know, oh, now you want to invite me to Pfizer Forum when you need 20,000 people. We cannot have that mindset.
Yeah, because.
And I'm so glad that Michelle Obama reminded us.
Because the real is, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris is running for President of the United States. She's not running for President of the United States for Black people. So keep that in mind. This is for everybody. This is bigger than you or bigger than what you feel should be done special for you. This is way bigger than that.
Absolutely. And on our YouTube message board, Dee Dee shares, I love the way that President Obama enters the room. Dee Dee! Woo, child. Something was happening when President Obama walked on that stage. I was like, yes, God! Between him and who also did the roll call for the state of California, Governor Newsom, Telly, the ladies, we was enjoying last night. It was easy on the eyes. And before we get into President Obama's speech and his entrance, Not Really a City Girl says on our YouTube message board, I truly miss the Obamas. Hearing them speak last night demonstrated the parallel differences we've had in the quality of leadership in the past. Those two know how to make points and move a crowd. Not Really a City Girl could not agree with you more. That is what leadership is about. That was what leadership is about. It's about, again, being transparent. It's about being vulnerable. It's acknowledging that there have been and will be mistakes. We're human, but let's not give up on the fight. Now, speaking of how people walked into the room, Telly, can I just call out the Don Juan of the Democratic Party, Chuck Schumer? the Senate Majority Leader. Did you see him come out on stage?
No, I didn't.
He was two-stepping.
Oh, no. Come on. Stop. Benjamin,
if you could pull up Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, the Don Juan of the Democratic National Party. No, for real. He's the Don Juan. Like, you, don't sleep on Chuck Schumer.
The man has been,
he came out there. They were like, ladies and gentlemen, Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer. You didn't see it? He came out.
Sound like he had a polyester suit on, too.
Man, he might as well have, in the big hat with the feather. Chuck Schumer came out feeling like he was walking on cloud nine. I was cracking up. Telly's Googling. Y'all got to Google it. Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, the Don Juan of the Democratic Party. He came out there two-stepping, feeling good, which, you know, Chuck Schumer, again, has been in politics. Very, very powerful man in politics. Anytime there's a decision, like, for example, when President Biden decided to step out the presidential race, trust me, it was Pelosi, Schumer, and Obama. Those were the three.
That's why he was dancing like that. Like, I told y'all. I told y'all.
Now let me see you two-step. Two-step. He came out there. No, actually, he came out there like it was a groove. Like, it was Step in the Name of Love, and I'm not saying that artist's name on this show, but yeah, it could have been like, now I know that it's somebody's birthday
That's how they were skipping around here in the RNC. So it's only fair, right?
Right? I don't know if it was because they were in Chicago that somebody said, yeah, Chuck, this is a shot. Go out there and do a little two-step, because he was floating on cloud nine. But again, last night's Democratic National Convention, day two, was incredible. We come back, we're going to continue giving you some recaps. Obviously, we are going to recap President Barack Obama's message to the country, which was very, very full circle, because 20 years ago was when this country was first formally introduced to, at the time, Senator Barack Obama. So we come back, we're going to get into that. We want to hear your thoughts as well. How did you feel about last night's DNC coverage? What were the highlights? What were the lowlights? Where were you most entertained? How do you feel about the state of this country after day two of the DNC yesterday? That and more, 833-212-1017. And when we come back, we got footage on our YouTube message board of Chuck Schumer two-stepping the Don Juan of the Democratic Party. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Once again, Truth Nation, Telly is clouded off the air. If you're just tuning in, we are recapping day two of the Democratic National Convention, which is taking place as we speak down the street in Chicago, Illinois.
Chuck, hey, look, Chuck has some of that juice that Tony was on. He just can handle his a little better. That was my first conclusion when I saw Chuck coming out two-stepping. Come on, man. You think Chuck, like, rolls out of bed, or he rolls into Capitol Hill and be like, hey, what's up, y'all? I had a great weekend. Like, nah, they were on one. Was Snoop in, did Snoop get to Chicago?
To Telly's point, go to our YouTube right now. Benjamin has the video of Chuck Schumer's entrance. Y'all, when I tell you, He came out stepping in the name of love.
Yeah.
He even threw up his hands. Look at it. Go to our YouTube channel right now. Simply visit YouTube.com.
I'm telling you.
Search for 101.7 The Truth.
Chuck was on the same reception that Governor Evers was at. Governor Evers just ain't used to getting down like that. Like Chuck, like that. I've been partying like this for years, man.
I can't stop because I mean, and look at the brothers that was video. They put the cameras on the three brothers that was video recording because they was like, "Is this Uncle Chuck?"
It's bad.
I have never. Look, I go back, way back in terms of the Democratic Party. You know, I from the time that I was 18, I registered as a Democrat. I have followed the Democratic Party for decades. I have never, Telly Hughes, in my life seen Chuck Schumer in the element that he was
Chuck
in.
Was on one.
Last, look at him. He's like, man, he's like Trump who? RNC what?
Chuck was on one.
We doing it over here.
When's the last time he been able to do that? He can't do it during the Juneteenth celebration. He can't do it. Man, Chuck can't show up anywhere else at two-step like that other than the DNC.
He two-stepped on life, that stage. Now, I have to, on our YouTube message board, because Truth Nation, we want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. You can call in. You can text us. You can also join the entertaining exchange going on in our YouTube message board. Not really a city girl says, because we were asking Truth Nation, what were the highlights, what were the lowlights of what you witnessed from your perspective watching the DNC day two last night? Not really a city girl says, the only lowlight was the DJ. The music selection was terrible. And who told, who told Auntie Patti LaBelle to get out there and practice trying to hit her famous high notes up there screeching? Did she screech? I didn't see Aunt Patti.
I didn't know she screeched, but Auntie Patti, one of them people that you better tread lightly. You can't say too much.
I ain't said nothing.
Yeah, see, look at you.
I ain't said nothing about Auntie Patti. Look, watch this. Not really a city girl.
You better not talk about her singing or her pies. I'm telling you, you better tread lightly.
Telly, watch this. That was not really a silly girl. I'm throwing you under the bus. I ain't taking that one. That was not really a city girl. DT did not say anything bad about Auntie Patti, okay?
Man,
don't come for me.
Man, you know how many 60-plus-year-old women are going to be coming after you.
What?
I'm like, hold on now. Don't talk about Auntie Patti.
Benjamin is about to be like, we got two callers on the line. Miss Rose and Auntie SEB, that's my grandmother's name. May she rest.
There's always a Ruby. It's somebody.
Somebody going to be calling here. And I'll be like, not really a silly girl, city girl. You better come on. Let them know. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness.
Listen here, Miss Ruby. That ain't us. Before you even call.
Tell that little girl, don't be talking about. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Patti LaBelle. I'm so sick of y'all young people thinking y'all know everything.
If it weren't for heifers like y'all.
Yeah, not really a silly girl. I love you to death. I appreciate you listening every day, but I ain't taking that hit for you. You on your own with that one. Now, going back to the DNC recap, there were a lot of incredible moments. And as we recently played the soundbite from Forever First Lady, her remarks, again, you could tell that her mother's spirit and presence was there with her. Because this is the first time I've ever really witnessed on a stage as the DNC, Michelle Obama speaking the way that she spoke. It was like, I'm not playing games with y'all tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy with what I'm seeing taking place in this country. And what I really appreciate is that when President Obama was introduced by Michelle Obama and he came on the stage, he was like, only me would be that stupid to follow
right.
Michelle Obama. That was, seriously, I was like, right?
We did
hear from our 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama. Benjamin, can we go ahead and get the soundbite of President Obama as Telly and I want to hear from you, Truth Nation. President Obama was the closing keynote speaker during day two of the Democratic National Convention last night in Chicago. And his message, was so complimentary of his wife, who introduced him after she spoke. Let's take a listen.
Who has not stopped whining about his problems since he rode down his golden escalator 9 years ago. It has been a constant stream of gripes and grievances that's actually been getting worse now that he's afraid of losing to Kamala. There's the childish nicknames, the crazy conspiracy theories, this weird obsession with crowd sizes. We do not need 4 more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We have seen that movie before, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse. America's ready for a new chapter. America's ready for a better story. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
And in the White House, was the 44th president of the United States, President Barack Obama, who hit on a variety of subjects in his remarks. And as you could hear, definitely calling former President Donald Trump out as someone who has not stopped whining. And I quote, a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems since he rode down his golden escalator 9 years ago, end quote. And President Barack Obama also went on to say it has been a constant stream of gripes and grievances that actually has been getting worse now that he's afraid to lose to Kamala. Now, the Trump campaign has released their reaction to the day two of the DNC yesterday. And I'm just going to read you some snippets from the response again. Trump and Vance campaign, Make America Great Again, released a response to day two of the DNC. And some of the, I guess for lack of better words, responses included in this communication say, day two of the DNC in Chicago was exactly like the first, angry, delusional, and devoid of any solutions to the problems facing Americans. One of the recaps that the Trump-Vance campaign released from their lens was, here are the most radical, extreme, and outrageous moments from day two of the DNC disaster. Pro-Hamas rioters crashed Democrats' morning meeting. Democrats opened a third layer of walls outside their convention as they leave our southern border wide open. Democrats butchered the national anthem, to put it mildly. Doug Emhoff delivered the most unremarkable speech ever. Chuck Schumer unveiled the cringiest dance imaginable. Bernie Sanders admitted to many of our fellow Americans are struggling under Kamala. Democrats played a montage of Kamala casting the tie-breaking vote on Democrats' massive spending. And as this list goes on, once again, Trump-Vance campaign used the word, Kamala's incompetent spokesman denied she needed to do more to outline her position to voters. And again, this was from an official release statement from the Trump-Vance Make America Great Again campaign in response to day two of the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, some things aren't even worth responding to, DT. And I'm sure that the Harris-Waltz campaign will choose to do so, because anything, and it seems like there's desperation now. He's trying to find anything, and even if he makes it up, and I don't blame him, because he's made up so many other things that his base believes. He knows that they're going to believe whatever that he says, and he's talking about all of these things. Now, keep in mind, there were some people that were at the RNC that witnessed what happened last night as well. And when I was at the RNC, I recall a video of a montage of Trump in his younger years and talking about how he, you know, came up with Trump Plaza and in Atlantic City, and he was this, you know, go get 'em, you know, billionaire. And I'm like, look, These are all lies. And what happened during his first presidency? Like, why can't you put any highlights of his first presidency in that montage? Oh, you want to put when they had the tiki torches in Charlottesville? Oh, and you said there's fine people on both sides. Or, oh, there's so, or you want to put January 6th on there? Or, and to me, it's just like, it's not even worth addressing because they are so ridiculous. When you hear someone say, oh, I'm better looking than her, and I have larger crowd sizes, and AI has generated that. Because the bottom line is, you could go back and when is the last time Donald Trump held a rally in an NBA arena and sold out? And this woman has been, and this woman has been on the campaign trail for a little over 3 weeks, and she's already doing that. So, like, you could miss me with all that stuff, and because there were protests outside of Fiserv Forum all 4 days when he was here. So don't act like that didn't happen here. So it's just a lot of more continuous lies. That's all.
Well, when we come back from break, we want to hear again, what are your thoughts about the day two historical moments yet during yesterday's Democratic National Convention? Again, day two was yesterday. We're in day three today. When we come back, we're going to get more into the moments, the highlights, the lowlights, as well as an observation that I hope that as Americans, we also take in consideration as we are less than, as former First Lady mentioned yesterday, 11 weeks, that's all we have remaining until the 47th president of the United States is elected. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. The Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football. We have a big time matchup this week as two traditional football powers clash. Tune in this Friday as the defending Division I state champion Marquette High Hilltoppers take on the Arrowhead Warhawks. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all.
And again, at Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they've developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. Again, good morning. Thank y'all so much for starting your day here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We got a lot going on our Truth Talk and text line, which again is 833-212-1017. We want to hear from you. What were your reactions from day two's broadcast of the Democratic National Convention? And again, for me, it was so incredible to witness the strategy of the Democratic National Party, because as we know, a lot of folks don't know, Telly, a lot of people do not know that Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Chicago, Illinois are in close proximity.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that.
No.
So a lot of people were like, wait a minute, how is she in Milwaukee? And then she was just in Chicago. Was Air Force One? No, this had nothing to do with her driving or flying or traveling a long distance. This was about the strategy and the lessons learned from when the last woman was running for president of the United States, which would be Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton. When Hillary Clinton was defeated by former President Donald Trump, Because here's the thing that a lot of people don't recall. As Madam Secretary conceded during the 2016 presidential election, it was devastating to her because just as Michelle Obama had called out yesterday, Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton has a trajectory that is very extraordinary. She's an Oxford student. She studied, you know, at Oxford University in the UK. She is a prosecutor. She was Secretary of State. She was a U.S. Senator. She was the First Lady. She is an educated, powerful woman.
Yeah.
And whether you don't like her or whether you like her, the reality is that she knew that she did not leverage the power of the state of Wisconsin and the city of Milwaukee, and quite frankly, the black vote as well as the young vote, as she should have, thus resulting in her being beat by a billionaire celebrity reality star slash financial guru, according to the states. And that had to be so humiliating for her to where she's like, look here, Kamala, do not make the same mistake. If you are 90 miles away from Milwaukee, Wisconsin during the DNC, take full advantage of that. Show the state of Wisconsin, show the people of Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin that they matter. And we know how important this swing state is going to play in the terms of who will be the 47th president of the United States. So again, shout out to the Democratic National Party. Shout out to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, because you got to be bad.
Yeah.
To be at two places at the same time.
Yeah. No, I just really, you know, back up what you said, because she has understood that that was one of the mistakes that she made. And if there's only one person that has ever did something that you're trying to do right now, you do want to study and figure out what went well, what didn't go so well. And they clearly found out or understood that the lack of attention that Hillary Clinton gave Wisconsin may have been to her detriment and the reason why she did not, you know, become the first woman to be president of the United States. So I think that, you know, with the logistics and just the proximity, because you're right, there's so many people that think that, I mean, outside of the Midwest that don't realize that Milwaukee and Chicago are so close, and for them to utilize that and not make an excuse, because there really wasn't an excuse as to why she couldn't. And she's thinking outside of the box, and she's not just saying, oh, you know, people will forgive me, it's my first time, and let me focus on being in Chicago. No, she felt there was a justified need to be in Wisconsin. And I think that whoever is helping her strategize this thing out, again, like I said earlier, another solid move.
Absolutely. And what I really want to call out, because Dee Dee makes a great point on our YouTube message board. If you haven't already, you can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on our YouTube channel, which is 101.7 The Truth, and hit that subscribe button. Dee Dee says, one thing, DT, I don't like the times the DNC comes on. It should start at 7 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. Most of us are sleepy by 9 p.m. And you already know, Dee Dee, that Telly and I are the founders and the owners of the 9 p.m. Club. I'm with you on that, because to your point, Telly, I could not believe that I'm going to say this, and I couldn't believe I felt this, but there were some times during President Obama's closing keynote, which was around, what, was that 11:30 last night? I'm on Eastern time right now. What'd you say, Telly?
I told you, man. I was in and out by 10:15, 10:20, so...
It is pretty late. It is. And I have to underscore Dee Dee's comments. But again, I will say this, from the time that it started broadcasting and getting really live again, to see Chuck Schumer do the two step across the stage, not to digress, y'all, but that woke me up. I said, did y'all see Chuck? Is that Chuck Schumer? And then again, not to dwell on it too much, but Governor Evers, I have the utmost respect for you. Mm. I have voted for you every time your name has been on the ballot for governor.
But that wasn't
call.
Good.
call your girl. Okay.
That wasn't good.
Call her. Again, my website is www.realcommcoach.com. Book a session with me because that can't happen again. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told, you had one. Remember, you know how it would have been if that had been me. And you had been like, you had one job.
Oh,
one job.
Oh, gosh.
You're the governor.
You couldn't even get it out.
What the world is watching.
Yeah, but you know Chuck was kicking it. Over on the
but
south
Chuck
side.
Was kicking it. Chuck was kicking it. All right, y'all. When we come back, you're going to hear Telly and I, our truth of the matter, and get you ready for 9 more hours of live, consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah, y'all know what it is, Truth Nation. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Your boy Benjamin, Ricky Allens, and this is Truth of the Matter.
You heard Benjamin. My truth of the matter is simply this. What we witnessed as American citizens yesterday was so necessary. It was so timely. Because again, whether you are Republican or Democrat, whether you are a Trump supporter or a Kamala supporter, this country can no longer, as our forever First Lady Michelle Obama shared with us last night, it can no longer operate under this division, under this hatred, under this embracing disgusting, inequitable isms that exist. We have to get back, as President Barack Obama has stated as well, to being a country that works together. So thank you again to the Democratic National Party. As we continue to convene in Chicago, thank you for renewing hope, faith, as we all, no matter what, we may not want to be billionaires or millionaires, but we do deserve the right to be able to work and provide for our families and for ourselves and our happiness. That's my truth of the matter.
My truth of the matter, real quickly, is just like we asked and implored you to pay attention to what's going on during the RNC, we want to continue. And I loved, again, the message that former President Barack Obama had, and that was the fight isn't over. The race isn't over. Continue to pay attention. Continue to understand what's going on. And see, man, I'm looking forward to day 3. Because the first 2 days have been a lot of energy. We're going to see if they can top it.
Well, we will see tonight. Day 3 of the Democratic National Convention continues. And up next, speaking of continuing, you've got 9 live consecutive hours of Milwaukee Black Talk Radio kicking us off. Sherwin Hughes, make it a great day. Telly and I, we love you. We will see and hear you tomorrow. I just had a Governor Evers moment. We will see and hear y'all tomorrow, Lord willing.
Peace out.